Both Honeyman and Monaghan have spent a lot of time with the media and should be well known to the public, just not so much as political candidates. Until he resigned in October to run for mayor, Paul Honeyman was spokesperson for the Anchorage Police Department and a familiar figure on local television and radio news programs, explaining crimes and arrests. As a mayoral candidate, Honeyman is now describing other situations, like taxes, to the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce.
I think that the property tax burden is, for all property owners, including businesses, is at that point, that little pinnacle, if you will, of excessive.
Honeyman likes to point out that, unlike some of the other mayoral candidates, he's listed with the Division of Elections as nonpartisan. He says that lack of political affiliation is important on the city government level. Budget and taxes constitute one of three main issues of Honeyman's campaign. As a former 20-year-plus police officer, he often depicts his approach to balancing revenues and city service expenditures.
Quite frankly, the role of city government is to deliver the local services that we're all paying our taxes for. There's a list of need-to-haves and there's a list of nice-to-haves. We start with the needs-to-have, make sure that those are covered. The nice-to-haves may have to fall below that.
Honeyman told the Chamber of Commerce he wants to look for stable revenue sources beyond property taxes.
Seasonal sales tax, May through September, 3-4%, directly reducing your property tax burden. At the same time, sunsetting every 3 years, that only can be changed by the key of the voters. There's also a gross receipts tax, somewhere between 2-3%, that could alleviate a lot of property tax burden.
He notes the municipal charter requires these new taxes would have to receive 60% voter approval. Besides an emphasis on public safety, Honeyman often expresses concern about maintaining municipal infrastructure.
We've got a lot of buildings in this city and a lot of property and a lot of vehicles that the city owns, school district owns. We cannot let them deteriorate to the point where we're working in junk. The deferred maintenance program is sorely a bad way to operate.
Walt Monaghan was also with the Anchorage Police Department, starting as a patrolman and ending his service as chief of police. Monaghan says one key strength he would bring to the mayor's office is his longtime involvement with Anchorage's diverse ethnic communities, initially as part of an APD Minority Task Force member.
The biggest challenge we have in this community, besides the budget, the economy, and other things like that, basically is not working well together as a community. The main mission, what I will try to do as mayor, is to bring everyone to the table.
Monaghan sees increased broad public involvement as producing practical returns, especially when it comes to combating crime, including gangs and youth violence.
If we can involve everyone from the neighborhood level, business level, we would find ourselves in a community that is much, much safer than anywhere we're at right now.
Like Honeyman, Monaghan favors ballot Proposition 9, which would put the city's water, sewer, and electrical utilities, along with its port and Merrill Field services, back under the tax cap. Monaghan sees solving the property tax situation as just one of several major tasks awaiting the next mayor.
Anchorage is facing some serious challenges. Certainly the budget today, tomorrow is going to be the economy, and the day after that it's going to be energy. I think that in the budget, of course, I don't necessarily agree with all that has just been transpired.
On his website, Monaghan lists among his budget-cutting proposals as consolidating staff and department services and prioritizing core services for health, public safety, roads, and education. The former police chief includes within public safety cooperation with nonprofit agencies and the importance of recreation, such as well-maintained parks. Regarding a recent decision to reduce bus service by 3 days, Monaghan says it's imperative that the People Mover and Anchor rides be maintained at previous levels, if not expanded, especially if the softening economy forces more people than ever to rely on public transportation. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.